Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the Tipitina's Creative Co-op in Commerce, Rick Parent. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, as we say with everybody who comes in, now it's fall, and everybody kind of gears up and kicks it into a new gear once fall comes. And looking at your Facebook page, I see a lot going on at your place.
We have a lot of classes, about 40 hours of classes a week right now.
Is that right?
And some free stuff to bring people in that people haven't seen or heard of the co-op, so we want to get them in there.
Yeah, and you're doing that. You said that you're doing that on Tuesday evenings?
Yes. So, last Tuesday, or a couple days ago, we had watercolors, free watercolors, mm-hmm. and on the 25th, we're going to have free clay. And you might, if you're squeamish, you might want to stay away from that one.
Oh, why? Why?
That clay goes flying and people get messy. I mean, clay is not a pretty sight.
Well, I wouldn't have thought that. But so the idea is to do some popular things and for free, no charge, just to get people inside the building.
Correct. And it also has to be something where you can start at 6, you can finish at 8, mm-hmm. and you get to take your thing home. Mm. So it's not... You know, it's not like you do one, oh, we tricked you into it, now you got to finish
right.
it. Right. You know, we've all seen those commercials.
And, right. So Tippett, and I still refer to it as Tipitina's Creative Co-op most of the time. I just see you refer to it as the Creative Co-op over on the east side of Commerce. And
two blocks on the east side.
East of Park Street.
Right.
And it's on the old A.L. Day school building property, but in an auxiliary building that was...
Correct, right now. We're in the small building.
Yeah, and hoping to get into the big building sooner or later.
Oh, yeah, somewhere in my lifetime, it would be great.
but that work continues. That's an ongoing thing, and you'll get there. So some of the things I saw coming up, you're doing rock guitar for beginners, and you've had guitar lessons before.
We've had guitar lessons before, but they were almost whatever the student wanted. And, you know, because it's a group lesson, that can get messy.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear Michael Row the Boat Ashore, and it doesn't really appeal to everybody, and
right.
all of a sudden four students don't show up again. So we'll be learning the 60s. Well, it'll be the Beatles Invasion and Rolling Stones and the Yardbirds, and should be a lot of fun.
And who is teaching this?
That's Johnny White.
And he's known as Johnny Guitar White.
He's doing that. Right. That's right. That's right. And don't you forget it.
Right. Is he a Commerce guy?
Yes, he is. He's been here for like 2,000 years.
So is he teaching, is it like mostly rhythm guitar, or is he also teaching lead guitar?
Well, it's the first thing you want to do is, you know, go through the tuning and the chords. And so there may be some leads that will be obvious, like Satisfaction.
Okay.
If you don't learn the lead to Satisfaction, you don't learn Satisfaction. So,
right. That's the whole song.
But he'll be introducing a little bit more fun because he loves the classic rock.
What evening of the week is that going to be?
That's Tuesday evenings also.
Also Tuesday evenings.
That's from 7 to 9 in the music room.
Okay, we're talking with Rick Parent, and Rick is the director of Tipitina's Creative Co-op in Commerce. And you're doing ukulele again?
Yes. Every month I'll always do one ukulele course, because in 4 weeks or 5 weeks you can learn 5 songs. And we've had just amazing success with people walking out and playing songs for their relatives. One lady said, my dad always wanted me to play a musical instrument, so I'm going to play it this Memorial Day. Labor Day was. She was. It is good. It's a lot of fun.
And you can learn 3 or 4 chords pretty quickly, and there you go.
Oh, God. They're learning, in the course, they learn about 12.
Oh, about 12. Even better. You ought to think about harmonica sometime.
It's hard to sing
mouth
and play
organ.
Harmonica.
Well, this is true. I have found that to be true.
I spit it out when I sing. So it causes problems.
That does create logistical problems. So also coming up, crock pot cooking is another thing I saw you're going to do.
Really? You did?
Yeah.
This is the first I've heard of it.
Was I misinformed? Well, it's on your Facebook page.
Is it truly?
Yeah,
guess where I'm
look.
Going, right? When I leave here and finish my morning cup of coffee.
Have a look. Tell me it's not on there. Well, that did turn out to be a misunderstanding, I'm afraid. And I saw another one maybe you haven't heard of, Home Decor Projects.
Oh, those are amazing.
Yeah.
This is the stuff when you walk into a high-end store and you see them.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful and they're stenciled and they look like old barn wood or they're really gorgeous works. And every Thursday night, we have a different one, from birdhouses to welcome signs to, you know, the She Shack. That's a new thing.
That is a new thing. Yes.
Yes, that was why I saw one last week. And when I said, oh, we're doing She Shacks.
Yeah.
And She Sheds, that was it.
She shed. That's
yeah.
it. That, you know,
can't
you're
get
right.
that wrong.
That's right.
And they everybody said, no, just her. And I'm, excuse me.
Well, now that is going to be also with the holidays coming up. The timing is good for that.
Very big. Yeah, it's a fall project type thing.
Yeah, and a photography class?
Oh, yes. And we're going to do field trips. We did two field trips last time. We did one to the Arboretum. It's limited to 5 people because that's what fits in my van and gets me in on the free pass because I have a family pass. And the other one was into the woods. And it's basically going into the woods on my property and photographing things that most people never see.
Mm.
Old logs and creatures. And I've got horses and llamas and...
Rick, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Oh, thanks for having me in.
Rick Parrott, director of Tipitina's Creative Co-op in Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.